Here's Andy Bertram with This Week in Auburn Soccer.
Welcome into This Week in Auburn Soccer. It's the NCAA tournament preview for the Tigers. Auburn is a national seed, and the Tigers will host Samford in the first round of the NCAA tournament Friday afternoon at 5 at the Auburn University Soccer Complex. Joined by Auburn head coach Karen Hoppe. Congratulations. I know this never gets old, but certainly to top it off as a national seed and hosting in the first round has to be very gratifying for this team, coach.
Oh boy, Andy. Yeah. After last April, watching that NCAA selection show and not getting our name called, to just a few short months later, getting our name called, getting a home game and a national seed. I was really, really happy for our team. It was very gratifying for sure.
The win against South Carolina, as it turns out, in the SEC tournament was a huge key for this team with regard to the postseason, wasn't it?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I think that win really secured us a national seed. If we didn't get that win, I don't think we get the national seed. And really, you go back all the way to opening weekend, the BYU win. BYU also got a national seed. And, you know, that winning two games opening weekend and beating South Carolina and really everything in between, we needed every single one of those results that we got throughout the year to be able to secure this national seed.
Your first round match is a tough one, to be sure, in a couple regards. One, it's a team that you've already played this year to open the season, a 2-1 win at Samford, coming from behind to do that. And this is a Samford team that just won its conference tournament and is playing its best soccer of the season coming in.
Oh, there's no doubt. This is an unbelievable, difficult draw. Unfortunately, in women's soccer, they do not seed the entire field. They seed the top 16 teams and protect that group from playing each other until the round of 16. But after that, it's all geographical. And, you know, if we're one of those top 16 seeds, we should really be playing one of the bottom 16 teams. And we're not. We're playing Samford, who, frankly, I thought had a shot at a home game. That, you know, top 32 teams typically get a home game first round. And I thought they should be in that group. So it's a really difficult opponent from that standpoint. And then, as you mentioned, their level of play and the soccer they're playing right now, winning their conference tournament. I think it's their third straight. And, you know, I think Coach Yelton over there is running out of fingers for all the rings he's won. He's done such a fabulous job and really good team. And then a rivalry game on top of it being, you know, right down the road in Birmingham. So really, really tough first round draw.
This will be a match, and you don't see this very often in the NCAA tournament. A lot of these kids have played against each other since their travel days, all the way back into high school time.
Sure. Yeah. The players know each other really well, both from high school and club, but from playing each other every year. You know, we play each other every year. It's always a big game. It's always a rivalry game. And I think there's no secrets between the two teams. Everybody knows each other inside and out.
Talk about the style that Coach Yelton brings to the soccer program there at Samford.
Yeah, you know, he, as I mentioned, he's done an unbelievable job. And his team, you know, first and foremost, very hardworking, very physical. They're going to give you everything they got every game. It doesn't matter who they're playing. And that, I think, is a reflection of the coaching. And then they also play really high quality soccer. You know, they'll possess, they can build, they can create chances. They're super dangerous on set pieces. They can press you high up the field. So they're really going to show you a lot of different looks. And they're really, really tough team to play. They'll be super organized defensively, hard to break down from that standpoint. So I think it's going to be a really difficult game on both sides of the ball.
What does it mean? You talked about the disappointment of last spring of not making the NCAA tournament when that team was playing so very well. And now not only are you in, but you're hosting and you're a national 16 seed, coach.
You know, I think, you know, the players and the coaches felt it was a little bit of a redemption. You know, we last year didn't make it. It was a scaled down NCAA tournament because of COVID. There were only 48 teams in that tournament instead of our normal 64. And we literally were team number 49. You know, we got the letter saying, oh, if somebody gets COVID, you're in. So that was, you know, super, super disappointing. But the great thing is our team learned a lot from that. They know we had some results to, you know, some quote bad results in the NCAA's eyes and, you know, lost or tied some teams that we shouldn't have. And we learned from that, and we applied everything, the disappointment, the lessons learned from last year into this year, and really took care of business. You know, and when you look on paper, our worst loss was Alabama, and they ended up being in the low 40s in the RPI and making the NCAA tournament. So that's certainly not a bad loss by any stretch, especially given it's there, you know, 1-0 late, rivalry game, all those things. So we learned from that. And then, you know, to see our name pop up, it was really the rewards of all of those lessons and the girls applying those lessons into this season. And boy, it was great to watch them celebrate Andy in that room.
5 o'clock on Friday, Coach. You need a big crowd. You need a raucous Auburn crowd out there this Friday.
Oh, we do. No doubt about it. It's an NCAA tournament game, technically not a home game, obviously on our field. So that it's a ticketed event, but Auburn students will get in free with an ID. We will take care of their admission. And we need a huge crowd and hoping to get one. We're hoping the jungle comes out. The men's basketball plays at 8. So it's a good warm up for the jungle. And then obviously football home the next day. We want to pack that stadium. And, you know, not often you get an NCAA tournament game on your home campus. So, you know, we want to see all the Auburn family out and really need that extra help in the stands.
Coach, wish you all the best this week. War Eagle.
All right. Thanks, Andy. War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Karen Hoppe on This Week in Auburn Soccer.